You're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. Welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 18. We are happy to be here. We are trucking right along with our episode count.
We are.
So I'm really proud of us. They say that people quit way before we have quit. So
yeah.
We're not giving up.
We're not quitters.
No, we don't do well with failure. Mm-mm. So we are going to win no matter what.
Keep pushing.
That's exactly right. But today's episode, we thought we would kind of go back to the basics a little bit. Some people listening to this episode might think, why the heck am I listening to this? This is not good information. But for you new moms out there that are just getting your kids into hockey, I feel like this is going to be a good episode to help you when you get to the rink.
Yeah, I do too. I feel like I could have used this a couple years ago.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the, I don't say like the order, but kind of the process of putting all the equipment on your child mm-hmm. before they even get on the ice, which, like you said, when we first started in hockey, I never thought about this.
Right. Part. Sounds simple enough, but it can be a little complicated and a little confusing.
Really, exactly.
I still mess it up.
I know, right? Well, and we've talked about this too. Like, there's lots of equipment that is new and, you know, it fits different ways and different brands. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like, you know, one process is like the way. Like,
right.
There's a lot of different processes depending on what you have, and maybe even as they get older it might be different. Mm-hmm. We probably won't be helping them when they're older, but
yeah, they'll probably figure it out.
I would hope not.
Probably not allowed in the locker rooms anymore at that point.
I hope when they're like 16 they're like, Mom, can you try my skates?
I think we've done something wrong.
That's
at that point
we need to do some self-reflection on our parenting. Like, my poor little baby still needs me to tie his skates. But yeah, I think especially once they start playing on a team mm-hmm. and they have the stick and like they have to have all the gear, it is good information to kind of know what exactly you have to do.
Right.
So we hope y'all find this episode beneficial. Like Emily said, we would have found this beneficial whenever we were trying to figure all this out. So so I guess we'll kind of hop right to it. So whenever you get to the rink, obviously you lug your big heavy bag in there.
Yes.
Have you gotten your wheelie bag yet?
We haven't yet. I need to do that because season's going to sneak up on me. We looked at some at the pro shop, but I was like, well, maybe I'll see if I find a sale on Bauer's website or something, or CCM. And I looked around some, but I haven't actually ordered one yet.
No,
so
it's
I need
on
to
the
do that.
To-do list.
It is, yeah. It'll be like the first week of hockey, and I'll be like, shit, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, you'll be cussing
and I'll end
yourself.
Up buying one at the pro shop. But,
that's right. That's when you get a stupid tax.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I definitely recommend the wheelie bag. Don't let someone tell you, if they can't carry their bag, they can't play hockey, because they're 8.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to end up carrying that bag, or they're going to try to, and you're going to have to walk at a snail's pace.
Yes.
Because those bags are heavy. That equipment is heavy.
There's a lot. There's a lot more to it than you think. So
even
when you first start, we've said this before, you just need your helmet, you need skates, obviously, and gloves. Those are the only requirements that you have to have. So I guess, like, to start off, I mean, those are pretty easy to put on.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of self-explanatory.
Right.
But once you get into actual playing hockey, the skates are like almost the last thing you put on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
for maybe gloves
and helmet.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
So like we said, once you have wheeled in your bag, because you're going to be smart and get your wheelie bag, first thing is find a spot that you have lots of room.
Yes.
I feel like that's important. I know for us, we end up sitting kind of in our lobby area. I don't know why. Maybe because we have other children and that we just need more space.
Yeah.
Also, the locker rooms are kind of small.
Yeah.
And it gets kind of crowded and almost like stuffy in there.
Yeah, it's real stuffy. Sometimes they stink depending on who's played in there recently.
Yeah.
And they're not always super clean. I'm a germaphobe. And I don't know. Somebody, it may have been Cody, told me he's like seen men spit on the floor in there and stuff. And
ew.
I'm like, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
So, yeah, I prefer the lobby too. Ew. Plus, I think technically, I'm not sure if this is a USA hockey rule or what, like, league rule it is, but if you haven't passed a background check, you're not supposed to be in the locker room with
that's
the kids.
That's true. That's very true. So that's just something to think about.
Yeah.
I've been in the locker room a few times, but I have personally never been in there and put on equipment.
Yeah.
And even, like, when we've been at tournaments, I haven't gone in there just because I've been watching the other kids. Mm-hmm. But I do know that my husband has said, like, just how, like, when you have all those people in there, right. like, everybody's trying to do the same thing, and the goalie's laying on the ground,
getting yes. his yeah.
pad strapped in. Like, you almost feel like claustrophobic.
It is, yeah.
So find you a good spot. Like you said, there might be some rules and regulations at your rink of, like, who can go mm-hmm. in and who can't, which I appreciate. You know, you
oh, don't same. Want creepy people. Creeper and, no. yeah, if you... If you're on any lists, that's I don't right. want you to walk around that's with my right. child.
And hopefully, I mean, I don't feel like your kids are going to come clothed, you know, like, and that might be something yeah. you should mention. Like, what does Chip wear, like, on the way to the rink?
So, kind of depends on the season, obviously, but in the South, generally, and even in the winter, a lot of times, he's wearing shorts and maybe a long sleeve shirt, maybe just a t-shirt. Yeah. Kind of depends.
That's us too.
Which he usually... wears that under, like, he's not getting unclothed and then redressed. Right. That's what he wears under his
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. Us too. So they're going to come in with clothes. They do not have to completely strip all right. their clothes off.
They're not walking around right. butt naked.
They're going to have like a base layer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're, yeah, exactly. Unless, I don't know, kids, boys are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Hopefully they're keeping all their clothes.
Yeah.
But they're going to have a little base layer on yes. that they're going to wear under everything.
Yes.
And like you said, sometimes when it gets colder in the winter, it's a long sleeve kind mm-hmm. of, you know, athletic material type thing.
Right.
We just got Stealth a shirt that has the neck protector,
okay.
like, built in.
I need to look into one of those for this season.
Built in. So that was kind of interesting. So yeah. you don't have to have, like, a separate neck guard
yeah.
protector. I don't know. Cody says I say the wrong stuff. We'll get to that later. He's like, stop calling it a chest plate. I'm like, I'm sorry. So anyways.
And they do have, like, hockey shorts that your socks can attach to. And it yes. has, you know, like, the little pocket for their protective cup. Uh-huh. So.
Yes.
A lot of times we'll wear those.
Yes. The little the rink. Velcro.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about those is when you're washing those, you need to try to, like, close the flap. Because my
yes,
other clothes get stick. Stuck
yeah.
to it. So.
Yeah.
First world problem, I know. But. Just FYI.
Something to think about.
When you're washing, just try to make sure those Velcro pieces are closed yes. on top of each other well so they don't mess up your mm-hmm. other clothes and pick the other stuff. So they're going to have on either like a t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt. They're going to have on some sort of shorts, whether mm-hmm. it be just regular athletic shorts or those hockey shorts that yes. have the Velcro. And then just like regular socks. Like, we end up wearing kind of like taller socks, not footies.
Right.
Just because the way the skates kind of go up higher mm-hmm. and keeps the sock in place. But I don't notice this as much, but my husband always kind of talks about like the thickness of those socks. Like, they don't need to be too thick.
Yeah.
Because then they can get kind of bunched up in there or like maybe hot. I mm-hmm. don't know. I don't play. But you also don't want to be too thin because I don't know. So I feel like
blisters.
Right. Yeah. So maybe that like the socks that you wear into your skates on your feet maybe matter more than I think.
Yeah, but I'm sure they make like official
yeah.
skate socks or hockey socks or mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, there's hockey socks, but that's
socks.
Different. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But we just wear like our regular athletic socks.
Yeah.
Currently.
Are they short like footies or are they like taller?
Depends on the day.
Socks? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and as long as
whatever
they're not complaining,
grabs.
It doesn't really
right.
matter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're like this, but sometimes it's just like, put your, like,
yeah,
care.
I'm like, just go get some socks.
Yes.
Make sure there's some you're comfortable in.
Exactly.
Like, otherwise, I don't care.
Exactly. Well, and sometimes, like, I think we have a few of the, like, actual socks that are for wearing in your skates. And we only have, like, one pair. So, I mean, like, unless
yeah.
you have, gosh, five pairs of socks.
Right.
I mean, it's hit or, like, the rotation
right.
of laundry. Who
yeah.
knows when you're going to get them. So. And sometimes they end up in the bottom of the hockey bag and
they're like lost for a while.
They're just
yeah.
in that black hole of mm-hmm. nothingness. So you just, it is good probably to have like some extras or like multiples of things, mm-hmm. but that can get a little bit pricey. But, you know, as the season goes along, you know, pick up stuff
right.
here or there.
And you don't have to buy it all at once.
Exactly. Kind of add to your wardrobe mm-hmm. as you go along. So that's kind of the base layer. And then the next thing that we put on are shin guards. Is that what you put on next? That's what we do. Maybe everybody's different.
Like, yeah, everybody probably does yeah. have a different. I feel like we tend to do shoulder pads first.
Okay.
I feel like we kind of go more
top down.
Top down.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we tend to do shoulder pads first. And then.
Do the bottom.
Then he usually does the shorts.
The little the
or
girdle,
pants, hockey
the
pants,
hockey pants,
I guess is
uh-huh.
what they're called. And then we would do.
Shin guards. Okay.
So we're going different orders, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting. Yeah. We didn't know this about each other.
I know. We're doing something new.
Opposite. So what we do is he usually sits down and we put on shin guards first.
Okay.
Then we put on the hockey pants.
Okay.
And tie those up. And then we put on... No. That's not right. I'm so sorry. Back up. We put our shin guards on first, and then we put our hockey socks on and attach that to the Velcro.
Okay, that makes sense. That yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, because we put that on before we put on the thick padded hockey shorts.
That makes sense.
So, what the Moore family does, and again, this it doesn't really matter because there's no right or
wrong. Yeah, there are right certain things you have to do in certain orders.
But some things, not so much. Yeah. Like, so, for us, we sit down, we put our shin guards on first. Then you have hockey socks, and there's different types of hockey socks. We have some that they have, like, the soft part of the Velcro that sticks to the Velcro, the opposite side of Velcro, right? And that attaches to the shorts. We put those on. There's also hockey socks that are just, like cotton that you can just slide. They're like a big tube sock.
Yeah, we've never had any of those.
And some people, I think those were, like, we didn't have anything, so we just got those as a last resort because we needed some socks. But also people sometimes will tape their socks on.
Chip prefers his taped. He has the shorts and he'll wear the shorts, but he always wants his taped too.
Yeah. I feel like we did that for a while and we had a bunch of tape and that was something that I had to kind of learn how to do.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard with he was six at the time because they're like moving and talking and doing this. And you're like, stay still.
Yeah, he's still all wrapped around
you. So put this tape on there. But we don't do that anymore.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But just a preference thing,
I guess so, Chip. I guess it feels more secure or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I know. We'll have to interview them later and be like, why do you like it taped versus not?
It's been begging to be on here, so.
I know. Well. That's right. Get ready, kids. So that's kind of the interesting thing is there's different kinds of socks and different ways to put them on. Obviously, you're going to have different colors depending on your team because I know we have a couple different colors. But the basis is they're all kind of the same, but they all can kind of be attached a little bit differently.
Yeah, based off your preferences.
Yes, exactly. And I'll be honest, with the tape, when we first did the tape, I didn't understand the tape. I know that sounds dumb.
Oh, I didn't either. When the first time Chip was like, I need my sock tape. I was like, you need what?
For what? Yeah.
But I guess Wes figured that one out before me. So Chip was just like, you just wrap this around to keep my socks up. And I was like, well, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I feel like, you wrap it around and I guess in my mind, I'm like, but it's just attached to the sock. I guess you do it high enough that it stays on.
Yeah.
But again, in my mind, I didn't understand
at
first.
Me either.
And that was one of those things I feel like I sat at the rink and I saw someone else do it and I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What is that? So again, you have to kind of do some self-education of, some of these things and, ask questions or figure out their preference.
Observe and,
exactly. Yeah. So that's, I guess, if you're doing it the Moore way, you put your shin guards on, socks first, which Emily does do that. It's just later on in her process. And then we would put our hockey pants on.
Gotcha.
So, and those are fun because they're you look like a little sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
When they have those on.
Big and muscly.
And... Poor my middle child, he's real little still, and he has some pants. I mean, they're just huge. It's you can't even walk in on, poor thing. But definitely important because make sure you don't hurt your butt.
Yeah, helmet protection. Yeah.
But I also have noticed so ours just tie in the front, but you can also get suspenders.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe I have seen some bigger guys wearing
with the suspenders.
Yeah.
Which I think are kind of cute. I kind of like it, but... We don't have those yet.
Yeah, we don't either.
I don't know if that'll be something we want to do or not. But
I don't know if Chip would like that or not. I don't know.
I feel which I've never really worn suspenders, but I feel like if it was, I feel like that could be uncomfortable.
Yeah, you definitely want them to fit exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly. It'd be annoying.
I know one thing, whenever we had the hockey pants that have the pads in them, before Stealth could tie a bow or a knot, that was an issue. And then...
Yeah.
If he would go to, say, hockey camp, and he was trying, so I would tie it. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't think I did it in a double knot, but, kids that are 6 and 7 years old, sometimes their dexterity is not as great. So sometimes he would, not be able to open it, and then he'd have to go to, the bathroom, and he'd be, stressing out, and I'm like, so Sometimes it smelled like pee because I think we just didn't get it
didn't
out.
Quite make it.
Didn't get it out quick enough. Sorry, Stealth. I'm going to embarrass you, but whatever. But that was the only thing with the hockey pants where you had to tie it, is that he struggled with that if he was by himself, which he's not by himself often except for at hockey camp. And they help. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't help them, but, you know, you can't.
I don't want to ask somebody to help him go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Yeah. Can you untie this so I can go pee real fast? So that was one thing. We ended up getting this little drawstring thing where you could attach it and he could just, like,
oh, that's smart.
Pull it, I don't know, from Amazon or something. You could just, like, feed the laces through and then pull it. So it stayed tight, but then you could loosen it.
It's easier to loosen. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So we didn't have that struggle, which I did, you know, when you're trying to. I've been in that position.
You gotta go really bad and you're like panicking. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyways, those little shorts, those go on over top of the shin guards, over top of their shorts, over top of the hockey socks. Mm-hmm. That's the base layer.
Yes.
The bottom layer. Yeah. Thank you. And I also thought it's interesting that they don't wear anything over that. Like, that's it. You know, there's no
extra pants or anything. It's uniform pants or whatever.
And I guess if you don't wear, like, if you're wearing shorts and you don't wear, like, long pants, I don't know. Whenever we started hockey, I was like, won't their legs get cold? But I guess with all that crap on there, with the shin guards, the socks, they're probably
good. Pretty, plenty warmer. I think as soon as they get out on the ice and, like, get warmed up, they get hot even. Yeah. So.
And, I mean, there's a lot of sweat
that
happens in that area, that brews up in that area. Yeah. So you're right. It's just whenever you're like an outsider looking in, you're like, what if they're cold?
Right.
I wonder if, like, how does that, is that comfortable? But surprisingly, I have worn hockey equipment one time in the parent-child hockey game.
Yeah.
And it is surprisingly comfortable. I mean, it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendy sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
Okay, so that's kind of your bottom layer, and then next would be kind of your upper body, your however you want to do it. If you want to do upper body first or lower body first, it's going to be your shoulder pads.
Right.
So those are not called a chest plate. The whole thing is the shoulder pad, even though there's a chest piece
that is attached
to the shoulder.
Chest. Shoulder
pads. I don't know why. That's why I want to call it a chest plate.
I know.
It's a chest plate part, but I keep getting, my husband's like, stop saying that. I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you sound stupid. I'm like, I'm not stupid. I'm just calling it what it is. Like,
it has a chest plate on it.
It has a chest plate. But shoulder pads.
Yes.
So those go straight over your head. And then there's like a little bungee kind of stretchy piece that you stick your arm in. And then it goes over top of your shoulder. So.
Does yours Velcro on? Because ours are like the shoulder part Velcros on.
I don't think.
Feed it through.
It might
Velcro.
It might Velcro on, or maybe. But I feel like with Stealth, he just like puts his arm through. So maybe it's just at a position where he doesn't change it. I don't know, because I never. I Velcro his elbow pads.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't ever Velcro his.
I'm sure it depends
shoulder
on
pads, the brand, or
brand
the type
and design. Yeah.
But I feel
is it Velcro?
It Velcro's in the
on
front.
The front. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't notice, I can look right over there, but I don't notice it being Velcroed around the arm, the bicep part. But I would think that if it didn't have some sort of adjustment, it would stretch out and then, you know.
It must at least have like a, I don't even know what you even call it, but something where you can adjust.
Yeah, you can make it tighter
or looser as needed.
Yeah, so I don't know. But he does that by himself now. Like, I don't have to help him do that really. So I've never really noticed.
Yeah.
I need to see. But it might just be a brand thing, like you said, the type.
Probably.
I don't know. I don't know what he has.
CCM.
Thank you. You can see it better. We're looking over. We'll have to tell y'all about our little man over here. We're hanging all our stuff on. Not that it's necessary, but we have like a little hockey man made of wood, and all this stuff is hung up on there. So with the shoulder pads, I mean, those are pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Again, it does Velcro from the back. Velcro's in the front to, you know, whatever.
Adjust its security.
That's right. How tight or how loose it is. Stealth never complains about the shoulder pads or the shin guards, really. It's the elbow pads.
Yes, Chip always complains. He'll not wear them if he can get away with it.
Yeah, because they're, I guess they must just dig into their arm.
I think
and they're weird place.
And we've tried different sizes and different brands, and he complains about them in lacrosse too. He just does not like elbow pads.
I get it. And those are kind of the same thing. Like, you kind of slide your arm in, and then there's some Velcro adjustment that can be done. I do know that sometimes if it gets twisted, it, like you said, that kind of Velcro piece might dig in there.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not wearing a long sleeve underwear.
Right. Yeah.
But again, I understand that you want to be as comfortable as possible, so you might not always want to wear long sleeves.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of pick your hard.
You know? Yeah.
Like, do you want to be hot because you have long sleeves on and your elbow pads not dig in, or do you want your elbow pad to potentially dig in? I don't know. So, but with same with elbow pads, they're pretty self-explanatory. Make sure you put them on the right arms, though. Like, sometimes I get those mixed up.
There's a left and a right. Yeah. Yes.
And luckily, they are labeled.
Yes.
And your shin guards are labeled as well. Mm-hmm. So I feel like most companies that you're going to buy from, it's like dummy proof.
Yes.
You know, like, this is left, this is right. Making sure that you know. Sometimes with the skates, like, if you look at them, they're like so straight. Like, sometimes
they
it's
almost
hard to tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we haven't talked about skates yet, but I mean, again, they're pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they label it for when you're in a hurry and you're trying to find it. That definitely helps.
Yeah.
So. And then I guess after elbow pads, they would put on their jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we would go next.
Yeah, us too. So jersey is kind of the final step of that kind of like upper body process, other than gloves, but the jersey. And our boys recently just got excited that they could do it by themselves.
Yes.
Which I didn't think that was a thing, but
makes you a big kid.
I guess so. You've upgraded and now you can do it by yourself. I will give them a little bit of grace. Like with the shoulder pads and elbow pads, it can get kind of like stuck on there.
I think I'd have a hard time.
Me too.
Doing that.
And like your range of motion's probably limited, right? So I can understand how you're trying to put that jersey on and then it, you know,
gets hung up on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've paid the stupid tax on jerseys a lot because we've forgotten them. And we have so many different, like, practice jerseys and just plain Jane, white, black, yellow, all these different things. Because we've forgotten them when we've gone to practice.
Yeah.
And you have to have a jersey. So it doesn't have to be a team jersey. It just has to be something that covers. So we've had to buy one of those a couple times, which is annoying. So there was one that we bought, and it was, like, this kind of, like, mustardy yellow. And I thought it was a nice color. And I guess Stealth picked it out. Well, then he decided he didn't like that color. He was like, I don't look good in that color. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean you don't look good in that color? He's like, I'm just going to give it to Blaine. He looks better in yellow. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So we're worried about the colors and how we look. But
that's
anyways,
so funny.
It is funny. So make sure you have a couple jerseys in your bag just as backup. I would say, like, maybe a couple pairs of socks in there as backup.
Yes. We always have extra jerseys, extra socks. That's pretty much the only thing we have extras of.
Us too. Just because you just never know.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times, especially after you get done with hockey, you want to let all this stuff air out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. It's easy to forget something
because
there's a lot of components. So, you know, you might have one glove and not the other because you forget that one at home. So just trying to, you know, try to be as organized as possible and keep, you know, if you can keep some stuff in there, that's one less thing you have to worry about.
Right.
So. The main thing I have to think about is making sure that I periodically, like, clean it out. Because sometimes we have, like, six or seven pairs of socks.
Stuff gets buried.
Yeah. So just kind of take a little inventory every so often just to make sure that, you know, you haven't lost anything.
Yeah.
Or you wash it, get it cleaned up, and whatever. So, so I guess after your jersey would be, like, your neck guard.
Yeah.
Put that on. So that's kind of a newer thing that they have required, which I am happy about, safety feature. We talked about this in the last episode about safety. I mean, that's just a very vulnerable little spot.
And skates are pretty sharp.
Yeah, they are sharp. So
yeah.
I think it is a good thing. And like I was saying, we have a shirt now that has it built in and it just like Velcros in the back. And I mean, he wore it the other night and he didn't complain about it.
That's good.
I know that sometimes with the one that we have now, it's just like a piece that we Velcro around. It can kind of dig into their neck.
The first few times Chip wore it, he was like, I don't like this. I don't want to wear this.
Yeah.
But he seems to have kind of gotten used to it now and made a habit out of it. So.
And I think that's where I mean, I get it. Like, as a parent, you want them to be comfortable. But I think that's the time when you just have to be like, look, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you want to play hockey,
it's the rules.
You got to wear it. Yeah. So you just kind of have to make that hard boundary of if you don't wear it, you don't get to play.
Right.
So put it on.
Yeah.
Or we're going home. And we're not going home because I spent all this money on hockey. So get your,
exactly. You're
get
wearing
your butt
it.
Out there.
You're wearing it.
What about a mouth guard? Like, we don't like wearing our mouth guard.
Oh, Chip doesn't either. Yeah. And we've tried, like, multiple different types and the flavored ones. They make flavored mouth guards.
Fancy.
He still don't like it, but gotta wear it. It's another one of those. It's a requirement.
That's right.
So.
I feel like we lose ours. The other day, ours was, like, floating around the living room, and I feel like Stealth was wearing it, and then his brother Blaine had it in his mouth, and his little sister had it in her mouth. I'm like, so just sharing all the germs. It was all on the floor. I'm like, this is great.
I know. And sometimes I think about, because it just, a lot of times it'll just stay on his helmet.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I really need to wash that.
Yeah.
Like, as germophobic as I am, I don't know how I don't think about that more often. Well, that it needs, because he's like, taking it in and out of his mouth and throwing his helmet here and there. God only knows what that thing has touched.
Does his attach to the helmet?
It does.
See, ours does not attach
doesn't.
To the helmet.
We
would
never keep up with it.
Maybe that's our problem. That's our problem.
Yeah.
We need one that actually attaches.
Yeah.
Kind of like a pacifier clip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just helps you keep up with it.
I'm gonna
We've had them before that didn't, and they get lost, or they're just like all in his bag.
Yeah.
You know, it's like your protective cup and your mouth guard are like mingling together.
Ew.
I'm like, nah.
Rubbing against each other.
Yeah, like, nah.
Ew.
Yeah.
See, so. That's the things that little boys don't care about.
Right.
So
we'll just throw it in there.
It's our job as their mother to be like,
right.
This is gross.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
That's right. So, sorry. Side note, boys are gross.
Yes.
You already know.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, I'm trying to like backtrack and see like what we have on. Because it is. It's a lot. But you do get faster and you do get better.
Absolutely.
And your kids a lot of times will be like, Mom, that's wrong. I need this first. So everybody's going to work together. But at this point, we have our top layer on, our top parts on, and we have our bottom parts on. We now have our mouth guard in and our neck guard on. Next would probably be skates, or skates might be before neck guard and mouthpiece. Like,
yeah, you could kind of go either way with that.
Whatever.
Which Chip doesn't put his mouth guard in until
like right
he's
before.
On the ice.
Yeah, right before. So mouth guard is there. It's just when they put it on, it varies.
Yeah.
So I guess we could go to skates next. And skates for me are not hard, but the laces are just like so like tight in there.
Yeah.
And, like, you're trying to loosen them because, like, there is no give to the
skate. It's not like a tennis shoe that you can kind of, like, wiggle around to get your foot down into.
No. When I'm trying to do Blaine, who he's four now, and, like, he's got a real fat, chubby foot, and, like, he doesn't understand, like, how to kind of, I'm like, stand up or, like,
maneuver.
Push your foot in there.
Yeah.
He's just kind of, like, standing there. And I will, like, break a sweat. Start, like, cussing under my breath because... It's just a nightmare. But my main recommendation for skates is to get it as loose as possible.
Yeah, just loosen those laces. Especially, like you said, if they're young and they don't really know how to maneuver their foot yet.
Like, I've almost pulled out all the laces whenever I'm on. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, everything is so loose to where the tongue is like, I mean, it's like an open spot for him to place his little foot. So that's my biggest recommendation. My second recommendation is to get waxed laces.
Yeah, we need to do that. We don't have wax laces. I need to do that.
They're easier to, I feel like they're a little bit easier to kind of pull through and maneuver as opposed to like the cotton ones.
Chip's first pair when he was little were like, they were Bauer, so they weren't like terrible skates or anything, but they had like the, instead of laces, it was like, I don't even know what you would call it. Like, a lot of roller skates will have it too. It's where you like, just feed the little plastic thing.
It's got like little ridges on
it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so you could just literally open those right up and pull the tongue back. And that was way easier. But those aren't cool at this age.
Gotcha.
But they were good for him when he was 3 years old and learning how to skate.
That makes sense. Like you said, for little kids, that can be a game changer.
Yeah.
Because like I said, with Blaine, I'm fighting to get him on. And I think he has wax laces too. But again, that's a whole other thing. But that I do think that the wax laces kind of help it glide through there a little bit better. And that might be a preference thing. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's just my preference. Cody has always just gotten the wax laces, and I'm just like, okay, I don't. That's just what we have.
Works, so, yeah, it works for y'all.
I don't question it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that does help. So, and then like getting them really tight is hard for me too.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting better, and Stealth is at the age where he can tell me if it's too tight or not tight enough. But, and then sometimes like the laces, as you're, since it's so loose, then you're trying to like tighten it back up.
Right.
Then they get all twisted.
Yeah. You have to like start from the bottom.
Yes.
And start tightening up.
I feel like patience is very important.
It is. Especially at the beginning.
Yeah. And it's stressful because like you're, again, you're in the lobby, like
yeah.
you have to get out there and it, there's just a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. And my problem is like, I'm talking to people or my kids are, you know, trying to run yeah. out the door. So I, you know, it's yeah. hard sometimes.
And I'm
to,
always late. Yeah. So I'm like,
Emily's coming in on two wheels. So it is. I mean, but the negative part is if you get there too early, then you're just like sitting.
Yeah.
So that's not good either. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's got to be a sweet spot.
You gotta kind of figure out how long it takes you.
Yeah. Because if you're there too early, because we've been there really early.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. We have like
twiddling your thumbs.
Like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyways, so with the skates, like you said, start from the bottom, you know, take your time, be patient, like take a breath. And then, like, once you get them where you want them to be, pull them tight. And then we always double knot ours. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know some people wrap them.
I was about to say, Chip's laces are really long, so we wrap them. And then, no, actually, I used to double knot them, and he always complained.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you double knotted them, and now I can't get them off. Yeah. So now we just do single knot. And they seem to hold pretty well.
Yeah.
With wax laces, I would think they might be a little more likely to come untied if you didn't double knot. But I could be totally Maybe. Wrong about that.
Well, that's a good point. And I feel like when I double knot them, even for me, it's hard to get them, like, undone.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't get my nails done. I do sometimes, but... like, sometimes my nails are kind of weak and, like,
yeah.
I can't get under there.
Yeah.
And I know they make little tools that you can buy and, like, it helps.
Yeah.
But who has time to find
that
the tool?
Excessive.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes, like, even me, like, I don't know, like, the wax, it's not a real slippery wax.
Okay.
So, like, it does stay, but I don't know why I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe the double knot does help keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
But then maybe I pull it so tight that when I'm trying to loosen it, like
it's hard
you gotta
to get it undone.
Yeah. So like I can't imagine like if I had like really long like fake nails.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'd break a nail every
yeah.
hockey practice. So I don't know. Anybody that has fake nails and kids in hockey, let us know.
Does it work well or no?
How do you make that work? But that's like my one complaint. Like again, my first world problem of like it hurts my nails. So I'm trying to like undo the knot, but yeah. So however they need to stay fastened. I don't know. Like
yeah.
if you need to wrap them, if you need to double knot them, like however you need to do it. Because I mean, I've never seen their skate come untied in a game. Have you?
I don't think I have. I'm sure it's happened, but
yeah.
I don't think any of our kids have had that.
Ever had like a shoe come untied?
Yeah, yeah.
And Stealth can kind of, I mean, Stealth can tie shoes, but
yeah.
not tight enough that a skate needs to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
So.
Same.
And that's one thing that just from my amateur skating at public skates or working with mm-hmm. hockey, like you need them skates tighter than you probably think
yeah.
you need
yeah.
them. Because you need that more ankle support.
For
so
sure.
If you're just wanting to, you know, leisurely skate, tie them skates.
Still get them tight.
Tight.
Yes.
Tight, tight, tight. Okay. So now we have our skates on. And the last couple of things would be just like, again, maybe your mouthpiece and getting your gloves and helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they can put their helmet on, but then I help snap it
Same.
On.
Yeah.
I know there's like a couple different snaps. Like some snap on like right on top of each other, like onto the snap. But then I think it might be Blaine. His like clips like on top. Does that
okay.
make sense? I'll have to show you because yeah. I'm not explaining that well. So, like, you know, think of a normal snap. That's what Stealth does.
Yeah.
Like it just snaps.
Yeah, that's
On
what
Blaine's,
does.
It's like a piece that kind of sticks out. There's, like, a curved piece
okay.
on the strap, and it, like, snaps on top of it.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I get what you're saying.
I don't know. It's, like,
yeah.
terrible description.
No, I think I get what you're saying.
Doesn't really matter, but they all snap on
yeah.
one way or the other, and then they also snap underneath their
yeah,
chin.
Yeah, their chin strap.
Yeah. So, but a lot of times, like, older kids can probably do that mostly by themselves.
Yeah.
Younger kids, not so much. And you know, pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And then they put their gloves on and
you hand them their stick and they're
ready to go. So yep. I hope that was clear as mud. Because they're probably like, damn, that's a lot of steps. It is a lot of steps. But it gets easier.
Yeah, it gets way easier. You get way faster and more efficient. As the kids get older, they get more helpful.
Yeah.
Because at first, like you said, it can be like pulling teeth trying to get some of those, you know, feet in the right spot and getting them to move their arms right. And Chip, like, sometimes gets sidetracked. Yeah. Like, sometimes you're having to, like, pull them in and be like, okay, can't go talk to your friends right now. We got to put your equipment on.
Exactly.
So.
Like, focus.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Like, let's just get this done, and then you can go play.
The faster we get this done, the faster it's over with, you can move on. One other thing I just thought of that really has helped us stay more organized is, and this is not sponsored, but we use the little Stick Bandit stickers. And we ordered those online. It's called Stick Bandit. Stick Bandit. And we got his number. And you can put these little stickers like on his gloves, on his shin guards, on his helmet. But just because, like, you know, I have two elbow pads, but so do you.
Yeah, right.
So, and if
a
we're
lot
sitting
of times they
right,
look very similar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So if we're sitting next to each other, it can be really easy to, like, get those mixed up.
For sure.
So that's something to think about is, like, labeling your stuff in some way, shape, or form. My husband was telling me last night that Stick Bandits also make something like, so I didn't realize this, but, like, obviously you get your skates sharpened. Yeah. Or you can get them sharpened a different what do you say? Hollow. So a different angle. So it's like 3/8, half inch. Like you can get them sharpened at different angles. I think you said it was a hollow. I'll probably get fussed at if I say it right. I think it's a hollow. Because I was like, holler? And he's like, no, not like we're from Kentucky. Not the holler in Kentucky. Hollow. So there's a hollow and on the bottom of your skate, you can get a sticker that says like 82 half inch. So you know, because like a lot of times, like, what do you want this sharpened at? And if it's a mom that doesn't know, you might, oh, well, it's a half inch. So there's so many little resources out there to help you if you want to get your stuff labeled or just to help you when you're getting them sharpened or whatever.
Yeah.
So again, Stick Bandits, sponsor us. So we'll keep talking about you guys because it definitely helps us. It helps us, you know, keep our stuff organized. Also, because we have Blaine, who obviously his stuff is smaller.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're looking at it,
it's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell.
Yeah.
And it sometimes gets a little bit jumbled down here in the basement. So it's nice to have, you know, things kind of labeled and organized a little better. So, anyways, shameless plug for Stick Bandits. but I feel like when it comes to putting on equipment, if you don't know, just ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've mentioned before, just watched. Like, you just observe.
Yeah.
And you're smart people. We're smart people.
Right.
We can figure it out. Yeah. It's not, I'm going to say it's not rocket science, but, you know,
we
can do it. And if something's not working, then there's probably 100 different options out there. And I feel like there's more affordable stuff that's even more comfortable.
Mm-mm.
There's a new brand or newer brand called True that's really popular now.
Okay. I haven't seen that one yet.
It was actually like a golf brand.
Oh, okay. And then they're branching into hockey.
Uh-huh. And so, yes, I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that I feel like are trying to make it easy.
Yeah.
Another thing might be good is like to stay with one brand, you know?
That's true. Like, things will just connect better.
Uh-huh. They all kind of same materials, same this, same that. I do think that, unfortunately, here in the South, we kind of have to like play trial and error
for sure,
because sometimes you think, oh, I need this helmet and that's not the one for you,
right?
Or I need this and it doesn't fit correctly. So we're kind of, sometimes you might spend money that you end up not wasting,
but
you have to buy something new sooner just because it doesn't always work out,
right?
But it's just part of it. It is.
We can't go to our Dick's or Academy and try things on like you can.
Yeah,
I would imagine. You live up north.
That's right. We even went to Pure Hockey, which was in Atlanta, and that's about, from here, it's about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We were there for my middle one's birthday, and we stopped at Pure Hockey. And even though it's a hockey store, they still didn't have some of the stuff we needed. Just
really?
Cause, you know, just because it's a hockey place, I mean, they're of your size.
Sure,
it's like anything else. So, you know, just have to
do the best you can.
That's right. Order it online and, you know, hope for the best and send it back to Denmark.
Even Amazon doesn't have as much as I wish they did.
Yeah.
Or like it won't be Amazon Prime Yes, so you have to pay extra for shipping, and it takes longer to get here, and you have to pay to return it and that sort of thing, which is just a pain.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Like, I'm so spoiled by
my
regular Amazon Prime.
That's
so
right.
If I have to actually pay to ship or pay to return it and go somewhere besides Kohl's to return it, then I'm just real annoyed.
I know. I don't want to do it. I completely understand. Yeah. So we've been, like you said, we've been babied a little bit.
Yeah,
we're privileged, but it's just part of it.
Yeah.
But, well, I hope that some people found some value in this episode.
Me too.
And you learned something. I think it's important for both parents to know how to put this stuff on.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I kind of was, I was spoiled a little bit because my husband used to always put the hockey equipment on. And then there was a time when I was there and I was like, oh shit, what do I do?
Yeah, so,
I had watched, but I didn't watch that well.
Yeah.
So I think even if you have to practice at home, like, just make it fun.
Absolutely.
And practice at home.
YouTube it.
Yeah.
YouTube. Maybe we'll make a video at some point. That's right. On TikTok.
That's right. We'll video it. And, we'll release it to the masses.
Yeah. Yeah. For your help you out.
Your viewing pleasure. But anyways, we appreciate y'all hanging out with us today on Hockey Moms Uncensored, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.